I'd like to call the May 16th Budget and Finance Commission meeting to order. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today, or almost everybody, right? So I guess we can start off with roll call, Melissa.
Commissioner Fortunato?
Here.
Commissioner LeMay? Here. Vice Chair Laird?
Here.
Commissioner Carr? Chair Mason?
Here.
Okay, we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I think we don't have anything to for call the audience, so we can just move on to the staff report. Mr. Gephardt?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Just a couple items here for you this evening. So as you're well aware, I think I mentioned it at the last meeting, we are well underway in our budget season, and we actually did last week had a couple marathon sessions, study sessions with our council that lasted from 5 to 10 p.m., just discussing and answering questions related to the recommended budget. So obviously that's an item that's on the agenda for further discussion this evening, so you'll have a chance to ask more questions as well. But with that said, moving forward, we are looking to bring a tentative budget before the council for approval on June 7th, and then looking for final adoption on June 21st. So that's, there should be a few minor changes between the recommended budget and the tentative budget, but we'll be sure and provide council a reconciliation of what those are and try to highlight those. But with that said, a lot of work, a lot of time and effort on the part of staff and the town and elected officials in reviewing the budget. And so that has been keeping us very busy. And then really the second item I wanted to highlight for you this evening is there has been, and I believe the mayor actually highlighted this at the last BFC meeting, there has been some changes to the parliamentary rules and procedures that's been adopted by the council. So I just wanted to mention that, I don't know that there's going to be any significant impact to you all as a commission, probably just a couple little minor things, but and I believe our clerk will be reaching out to the chair to schedule some training and just let you know of what those, how you may be impacted as chair of the commission. But I just wanted to highlight that as well. Those rules go into effect actually this weekend, which means they will be effective for our next scheduled meeting in June. That's really all I have for you this evening. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Yeah, it's always nice to get one more budget checked off the list. I know, it feels good. Okay, we'll start with item one. Melissa, could you read item one, please?
Agenda item one, review and approval of the April 18th, 2023 regular session meeting minutes.
Okay, are there any discussion or questions concerning the minutes? Can I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
And I have a second.
Second.
Okay. Commissioner LeMay made a motion to approve the minutes. Commissioner Lair seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. All right, Melissa, we'll move right on to item number two.
Agenda item two, discussion of town manager's recommended budget for fiscal year 2023 to 2024.
Mr. Gephardt, would you like to proceed?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Once again, good afternoon. As mentioned earlier, this item was brought forth as an agenda item for discussion for you all to ask questions and further dive into the manager's recommended budget for this upcoming fiscal year. If you'll recall, at the last BFC meeting, the budget had really been released, I believe, on the Friday before the meeting, so there wasn't really a lot of time for you all to really dive into the details of the budget. So we wanted to provide this meeting as another opportunity for any additional questions the commission may have. Additionally, as mentioned at the last meeting, we did have council member one-on-one sessions, which generated further questions. We always try to consolidate those questions and provide that as a written document to council members. And also, we wanted to provide that to you as BFC members. So that's been attached for your pleasure this evening as well. I believe there are 122 separate questions related to the budget, so that's been attached as well as a little highlight sheet that we put together for council members in those one-on-one sessions. And then, of course, we had the budget study sessions again this past Wednesday and Thursday night, so about 10 hours of budget-related discussion. So that's available on the town website if you desire to take a look at those meetings and look at the discussion and questions and responses from staff related to all the different departments and their budget requests for this upcoming year. So with that said, I will just open it up and see if the BFC, if you all as a commission, have any additional questions for us this evening as staff, and we can hopefully address those. And if not, we can certainly provide a written response if we don't have the answer on the spot, but hopefully address your questions this evening. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions from any of the commissioners? No questions? Okay, I'll do one. Noticed in the, I was looking through the questions, and it was talking about the Homeowners Association contributions to the golf. Is that supposed to stop soon, or did they get renewed?
Mr. Chair, members of the commission, yes, that those agreements are set to expire, I believe, this year, this upcoming year. Yeah, we'll just give us a second. It's either this upcoming year or the year following. Yeah. But there is an expiration date, yeah. The thought is at this point that they will not be renewed moving forward. There could be. I mean, obviously, there's time to negotiate that and renegotiate or whatever. But at this point, I think that the thought process is that they would not be renewed moving forward.
Because I thought they had a 5-year life to them. Or
Mr. Chair, that's correct.
In question 119, and I also noticed a comment about PSPRS savings in the update also, where it talks about savings from PSPRS. What is there specific items you're talking about from savings from PSPRS?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, the savings that are in the budget, and I tried to answer this clearly because this question kind of came up during the budget study session on Wednesday night. The savings are not a reduction in the interest rate or a deviation from the PSPRS pension funding policy that's been approved. They're really specifically derived from how we budget members in the drop. So when members enter the drop program in PSPRS, we budget the full amount of the PSPRS contribution based upon the rate. We've had a number of members that have entered drop this year. What we're seeing is that's moving forward. Once they enter drop, then in future budget years, then we actually do do change that contribution. But in the year that they enter drop, that it's they're still budgeted at the full amount, the full rate. And so that's really what you're seeing there is the impact of the, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Wendy, but the impact of the members that have entered drop this year, that reduction in PSPRS contribution that it has next fiscal year, that's really the difference that you're seeing there. That's the savings that are generated. It's not a reduction in rate of the member or in the PSPRS contributions that we're paying for non-drop members.
Has the normal cost stayed pretty consistent? It doesn't seem to have raised too much, but I kind of forgot what we did last couple of years. But how is the normal cost going so far?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, the normal cost has actually declined. I would consider it somewhat of a significant decrease, but it actually dropped. I'd have to go back and look at what it was for the for last year's actuarial report, but I want to say it decreased at least a percent or more. Let me look at that very really quickly, but it did decline down to 11%, a flat 11%, and so and that's due to the plan being slightly overfunded, but I don't anticipate that it's going to, even though I do anticipate that we're going to stay at full funding moving forward, because we will still continue to contribute more per the pension funding policy, assuming it gets adopted by council. But I do anticipate that even that it's not going to decline much more than it's currently at. What I'm not sure about is if the actuary is reducing that normal cost component for the amount that it's overfunded to try to get us back to 100% if we're overfunded. I suspect that may be the case, but I'm not sure because we're still kind of early on into this. So that's something that I'll have to kind of monitor moving forward. Hopefully that makes sense. If you give me a couple moments, I could look at the prior year's actuarial report and tell you what that normal cost decrease is.
I do not have that specifically, unfortunately, but I did want to just circle back on your question about the HOA contributions, Chair Mason. Members of the commission, I was able to confirm that we have 2 years left under those five-year agreements, so next fiscal year and the year thereafter.
Thank you. Is the impact of the compensation study on the general fund, is that around $1 million? I mean, I saw a $998,000 figure, but I didn't know if that was strictly the compensation plan or was that other increases?
Chair Mason, members of the commission, so the full impact of the class and compensation plan was $2.6 million. About 1.5 of that was directed specifically towards the police department, and the other 1.1 would have been nearly all the general fund, but that would have also included the few folks that we have in the highway fund as well as the water utility fund.
Thank you. Are there any other questions anybody like to ask? Okay, well, thank you, folks. That was a lot of interesting reading with all the questions. I imagine that always makes it for a fun night.
Mr. Chair, just before we move forward, I do have the normal cost reduction here in front of me. So I just want to close the loop on that. So the normal cost in the prior year was 13.09%, and it dropped down to, again, a flat 11%. So about a 2.09% reduction between 2021 and the 2022 actuarial reports.
Do you foresee any changes in assumptions in the next year or two in the actuary reports?
Mr. Chair, members of the commission, I actually do. I think they'll be fairly minor, but the payroll growth assumption, the plan, it continues to try to ratchet that back in 0.5% increments. So that's an assumption that's calculated in the actuarial reports that's utilized for future contributions. So that's one. I don't anticipate the assumed earnings rate. I don't anticipate that will reduce next fiscal year, although that's always a possibility. So Just as a reminder, that assumed earnings rate changed for the 2022 actuarial. It went from 7.3% to 7.2%. And each of those tenth of a percent increments that it declines really has a pretty significant impact on future contributions or the rate that's charged. So, but I believe this is just my opinion. I suspect that they're going to leave it at 7.2% for a while and kind of see how that goes. It originally, several years ago, was at 7.5. They dialed it back to 7.3. And then, again, this for the 2022 actuarial, they changed it to 7.2. I think they'll probably leave it at that for a few years and see how the plan returns are over the next several years. How the funding status is before they look at changing that again. So,
all right, thank you. I just one more comment on the Visoso Trail Preserve. I know it says $330,000 in the budget. Has there been any status? What is the status on the contract with all of the recommendations? Is that still going on or?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. So there is a master plan. I probably should have mentioned this in my staff liaison report. There is a Vistoso Trails master plan that we hired a consultant to come in and do the master plan analysis and make recommendations. There was a pretty significant public outreach associated with that. And that should, I believe that's coming back to council in June. I'm not sure whether it's the 7th or the 21st. I need to look at that. But that should come back to council for approval in June. So that, I think that's the, is that what you're asking, Mr. Chair? Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay, that's all I have. Any other questions? Okay, we can move on to item 3. Melissa, would you please read that?
Agenda item 3, presentation and possible discussion of the town's fiscal year 2022-2023 quarterly financial update through March 2023.
Okay, thank you. Please proceed.
You probably recognize me, but my name is Chris Hutchison. I'm the senior budget analyst of the town, and I am pleased to present the financials through March, which is the third quarter. Let me get the clicker here. So I'll just say first off, we did make a couple of changes to the presentation, so it's a little bit different from what we've seen in the past, hopefully for the better. But we are open to feedback. So overall, in the town, our sales tax collections continue to grow, but at a slower pace. That's something we expected and budgeted for. Restaurant and bar sales tax lead as far as our categories in growth. The construction sales tax, we're seeing a bit of a decline, which is what we expected. We budgeted for that, and that's actually what we are seeing. But overall, the general fund, highway fund, and community center fund sources and uses are well within budget. So we're in a very good position. Before we dive into any categories, I just want to show you the general fund overall total sources and uses as it compares to the prior year and the current year budget. You can see that sources are up. It's about 3.7% over the prior year, and uses are also up about 2.1%. Our ending fund balance is estimated to be about $6.7 million more than budget. Looking at the general fund sources or revenues, we are expecting a favorable budget variance of $3.9 million or 7.7%. And that's mainly due to the local sales tax performance, which is doing really well. State shared sales tax is also coming in higher than expected, and pretty much across the board, everything is coming in better than expected, except for charges for services. We are seeing lower transit fares and swimming pool user fares because it was closed for a few months. Moving on to the uses side. We are projecting a favorable budget variance of $2.3 million, so coming under budget. That is 4.8%, and that's attributable to personnel savings and transfers out. Moving on to the highway fund, overall, sources are doing better than last year, up 8.4%. Uses are down 22.8% from last year through the third quarter. And we are projecting an ending fund balance to be about $157,000 more than budget. Looking at the sources, we are projecting a favorable budget variance of $108,000 or 2.6%, and that's due to interest income and a vendor refund. As we've explained before, the bulk of these revenues is the state shared revenues. That's the HERF dollars, which represents 96% of the revenues in this fund. And those are projected to be on budget. Looking at the uses in the highway fund, we're projecting a favorable budget variance of about $48,000 or 1%, and that's due to some slight O&M savings. Finally, we have the community center fund. Sources through the third quarter are up 5.5%, and uses are up 85%. You can see quite a big jump there. Which was budgeted. The ending fund balance in this fund is estimated to be $1 million, which is the same as budget. That's just due to council directing us to transfer anything over $1 million into the capital fund to be used for the irrigation project. Looking at the sources overall for the community center fund, we're projecting a favorable budget variance of $1.2 million. Or 14%, due to strong golf revenues, recreation programs, and sales tax revenues. Community Center Fund uses, also projecting a positive budget variance of $1.4 million, over budget by $1.4 million, or 10.5%. And that's just mostly due to transfers out. Again, anything over the $1 million fund balance needs to be transferred out to the capital fund. And that's what we're seeing here. We're projecting year-end transfers out to be $6 million compared to $4 million budgeted. We also have higher debt service this year, which is what you see in that $2 million. And that's related to our parks and rec bonds. And with that, I will take any questions that you have.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any questions? Just a couple. I'll go here. In the general fund, and oh, by the way, I do like the changes, having the actual and then the cumulative on the sales tax and share tax. That's very helpful, too. In the general fund, it looks like the clerk might exceed its budget for the year. Is there, by the end of the year, if your estimates are good, is there anything going on there unusual that would make that happen?
Yeah, I can answer that. So there, overall, the general fund is projecting to come under budget. There's a couple departments that are going to come over, and that's the clerk's office, as you've seen, and I believe HR, but that might have changed. That's just due to the implementation of the class and comp study. There was, you know, we were looking at individual employees and their experience and kind of where they should be within the range. There are a couple individuals within the clerk's office that had a lot more experience and time and whatever calculation went into it where they had a bigger increase.
Did you expect this kind of increase when you first started with the compensation study?
Yeah, I'd be happy to address that, Chair Mason. Yeah, so we had capacity specific to the police department that was included in their budget prior to the start of the fiscal year, but the class and comp plan was still being worked on when the budget was being put together and adopted, and so capacity for the other general fund departments, as well as the employees in the other funds, were included in an amount in general administration. And so what you're seeing now is the allocation of the final results of the plan to individual departments.
Okay, thank you. Looking at the sales tax collections cumulative through March, it looks like the last 3 months have been slightly less, although you kind of made up in March. Are you still thinking you'll hit the $27 million estimate right now?
Yes.
Yeah, Chair Mason, members of the commission, this is kind of the beauty of our conservative budgeting. We did forecast, as Mr. Hutchinson explained, a decline in construction sales tax this fiscal year. We did budget for that, and thankfully those declines are less than what we had budgeted, even though they are. We are definitely seeing a slowdown in some areas, but because we had planned well for it, we're still projecting to come in over budget in that category.
Okay, thanks. Looking at the community center uses, your report, the third bullet, it talks about the operating expenditures being like $213,000 over, and it talks about the implementation of the new plan. And then it talks about the Vistoso Trails Preserve Master Plan consulting costs, which were budgeted as capital. So did that budget change from capital to operating? Is that what you're saying there?
Yes, Chair Mason, members of the commission. So that was budgeted as capital costs, but they are consulting fees right now is what we're expending, and so those will be treated as operations and maintenance expenditures.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have. Any other questions come up? Okay, sounds good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are we going to have... a stand-in for Mayor Winfield's comments? Okay. Are there any future agenda items from anybody? Okay. We're moving right along. Okay. I guess it's time for adjournment. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
So moved. And do I have a second?
Second.
Second. All right. And all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So we had Commissioner LeMay with a motion and Commissioner Lair with a second, and it all passed. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.